Wow, we really missed you guys. Seriously, I mean it's... So, have your Bibles, we're going to be in Isaiah 63:7. Darius is going to have it up on the screen, Isaiah 63:7. Let's pray. Father God, we love you. We do thank you that you love us with an everlasting, unconditional love. You loved us so much that you sent your Son to die on a cross, to be beaten and bruised, and then raised him from the dead so that we can have everlasting life. We can have that hope and have that peace in our mind that surpasses all understanding that a lost world really doesn't understand. Will we take just a minute and pray for Mr. Jesse, Lord, who's not feeling well, and other folks that are not feeling good either. Lord, you know each one. You know each one's on the back of our bulletin. We lift them up. We lay them at the cross. I ask you to provide what they need. Pray for Glenn and them as they travel. Pete, Lord, we just love you. We thank you. Pray for our missionaries around the world spreading the good news. Pray for our military. Lord, help me with this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, if you're not aware, Lynn and I have been in California for 3 weeks, or should I say 23 days, but who's counting? And we are so glad to be back. Lynn's mom passed away. But I kept up with everyone. I did some FaceTime. I did some Zoom meetings with different people and tried to talking to Adam every other day, and I'm so proud of him. He's done such a good job, and didn't he? Amen. I was gonna brag on him, but his little peeps are got something coughing and sick, right, and something going on. So it's best to stay home for sure. And man, the baptisms, I missed that. But, you know, congratulations, you guys. That's so awesome. And isn't it? Super cool. Old Connor. Yeah. That's awesome. But I know in my heart, and so does Lynn, that we were where we were supposed to be at that time. And thank you guys very much. I mentioned to Adam, and I think Heath also, that I spent a lot of time in the hotel. And I'm not sure if I can do a 21-day cruise or something, you know. Anyway, so it gave Lynn an opportunity to be with her mom and her sisters and that sort of thing, have a little privacy. And, you know, I went a lot, too, and visited. But I spent a lot of time in a hotel. I read 2 books, one on pastoring a church under 250, which is a great, really good book. I wish I had read it like 6 years ago. But who knows? God's timing's right. And I wrote 3 sermons, and I sit there on a laptop, and the Lord was just pouring it into me, and I was like, wow, Jesus, it's time to write 3 sermons. And I was ready, man, especially my sermon about the tumbleweed. Some of you on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. I saw this tumbleweed out there, big, man. I don't want to talk about it right now, I'll talk about it later. So I got a message about tumbleweed, and so we're gonna wait on all that, though. So the Lord put it on my heart Friday. I think it's Friday. What is the day? Sunday. Yeah. So, trust me. Put it on my heart today. I need to share our testimony. So you're going to hear a little bit of what Lynn said. But I actually literally just wrote it down. So I may read a few things here. But I want to share the goodness of God. I want to share our testimony of what happened. Hopefully it will be an encouragement for you guys. Amen. So, the verse that the Lord gave me, this is Isaiah 63:7, it says, I will tell of the kindness. Everybody say kindness. I will tell of the kindness of the Lord and the deeds for which he is to be praised according to all the Lord has done for us. So that's my primary objective this morning. I feel like that's what God wants me to do, is share the good deeds, share the kindness that God, famously, that God showed us. Elaine. Where's Elaine? She's out. Sorry, I'm just good to see everybody. I'm sorry if I'm a little rabbit hole squirrel there. But the kindness. So I looked up this word in the Hebrew. The word kindness in the Hebrew here means favor, loving, and good deeds. Favor, loving, and good deeds. So when you allow the Holy Spirit, because, you know, kindness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, you know, it's kindness that goes out. Okay, favor basically is people showing you favor because you are a child of the King. Not because of you, not because of me, not because of anything I've done, or not even because of anything you've done. But people will show you favor because of who your Father is. Who your Heavenly Father is in the spirit realm, right? People will show you favor because of who your Father, your Heavenly Father is. Loving, we all know that in the English language is a verb, right? Verb is an action word. So love is, you know, when people show you love, God will cause people to show you love out of the heart of compassion. God shows us compassion and shows us love. But the last one is the good deeds. And I looked this on, spare you a long story here, but this good deeds is poured out upon us because God loves us. He loves us unconditionally. He loves us everlasting. He loves you. And He pours out good deeds upon us. I believe that God places angels around us to keep us safe, to help us. And I believe that He causes people around us to take care of our needs. Amen? I know that. I remember flying back sometime yesterday afternoon. I was coming over to the Rockies. I actually prayed for Ross. Didn't know he was home now. That's good. Amen? Thought about him, you know, and just prayed for him. And we was coming over to the craziest turbulence. That I've flown a lot in my life. And it was the worst turbulence we ever experienced. I mean, the plane was literally just shaking. Anybody ever been on a plane when it's really bad? It's scary. A little girl next to Lynn, I'm by the window, and Lynn's here, and there's this little tiny girl. She was probably 25 or 28, real small. And she had one of those things on her head. What is it called? Like turbans and different, you know, religions wear. And at one point, she reached up and grabbed the seat in front of her and says, "My God, my God." It's funny how people call out to God. She didn't say, "My Allah, my Allah." No, she said, so whatever that means, I'll leave that to the Lord. But she cried out, didn't she? And she started shaking, literally having a panic attack. And Lynn patted her on the back and just helped her. And then it got better a little bit. And all of a sudden, boom! It was going to the left and to the right. It was crazy. And she reached up and grabbed Lynn's hand, was holding Lynn's hand real tight. Lynn was just loving on her like a little mother. She thanked her very much. I started to reach over and say, "Do you know Jesus?" But, you know, I should have, would have, could have, right? But Lynn's love and kindness, I believe, helped the young lady, you know. But I prayed that God would put angels around our plane. I really did, and I believe He did. I believe He kept us safe and got here. And got to Atlanta, had a little layover, and then went to Jacksonville. And couldn't find our car. Because we were running late because the fog and smoke was in the forest coming into Jacksonville early that morning when we first got there. And we was running late and panicking, thinking we were going to miss our flight. And so we wound up parking somewhere, got out, started running. I actually missed our flight. Had to reschedule, and that was another story. Then the next flight, the engine had problems with it. So even Facebook saw me, you know, like, working on the engine. And, but God's good, right? And so we walked around for an hour and a half yesterday trying to find our car. And finally I humbled myself and pressed a little button and said, "Security, please help us." So a little guy comes around in a golf cart and helps us find our car. Praise the Lord, right? So Lynn told you a little bit about stopping dialysis on her mom, and then hospice comes in, and then there's a little slow process of her passing, and then we went to the funeral. Now, we originally booked our plane and a hotel for 1 week. And we were under the impression that we might have to extend a few more days. And we were okay with that. But little did we know, we had to extend another week and then another week, and eventually we were there 3 weeks. I want you guys to know that we realize that we've been given a rare opportunity. And we feel humble. We feel blessed that we were able to stay there. We're grateful to everyone who made this possible. And I'm going to say this because I know a lot of families are going to be listening to this message. Grateful for a lot of people. Lynn's sister let us borrow her car the whole time we were there, so we didn't have a cost for an airline. Lynn's sister Margaret and her husband Dan, they entertained us, and they cooked for us most of the time. And that was a real blessing. Lynn's sister Debbie and her husband Steve, they also helped us with a lot of food. We appreciate our employers. It was understanding, and they gave us a lot of extended time off. We greatly appreciate the financial contributions from our family and our church to help us pay for our hotel and a portion of all the expenses that it took to be there. Neither one of us had vacation built up, so we missed 3 weeks of income. We're not broke, and we're not rich either. I joked with Adam the other day. I said, we have a little coffee can full of money, but it's beginning to get low. And we have a retirement 401k here at the church, but we just didn't want to dip into that because we're so close to retirement, right? We just trusted the Lord. It was good Dave Ramsey students. We had a nice emergency fund. That's pretty low now. When all counted, it cost about $10,000 for us to be out there during that time. Now, I normally don't share a lot of personal information like this, especially from the pulpit. And I'm not sharing this for pity. I'm not sharing this for attention. God knows my heart about this. But I want you to see how God will take care of you. Socially, physically, spiritually, and also financially. I want to take a few minutes and brag on our Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. A Bible verse today says, I will tell of the kindness of the Lord. The deeds, everybody say deeds, the deeds for which He is to be praised according to all that the Lord has done for us. Spiritually, it was a great experience. A lot of love, a lot of reconciliation within Lynn's family. Every family's got problems, don't they? If you think you don't, you need to dig around a little bit. Every family's got issues and situations and problems. So there's a lot of reconciliation, a lot of love. Amen? God also took care of us financially. Philippians 4:19 says this. Philippians 4:19, it says, and my God will meet all your needs, not your wants, right? It will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory of Christ Jesus. Now, Lynn's sister, I'm going to share some more personal information. But this is what God told me to say. Lynn's sister, Margaret, was the executor of their mother's estate, and she controlled her mother's remaining monies. Hestie, Lynn's mother, told Margaret the week before she passed to take money out of her account and pay for our plane ticket to come out. Whew. What a blessing. Praise God. Our hotel, had a good, free continental breakfast. Bacon and everything. So Lynn and I would eat a big breakfast. And then we would most of the time skip lunch. And then we'd have dinner at her sister's house. And they usually have, you know, nice California food. You know, it was delicious. Last night we had what was it called? Some kind of Mediterranean food. Anyway, digging a ditch here. So it reminds me of the scripture, Psalms 37:25, as the Lord took care of food and eating and those kind of things. Now, we did eat out a couple of times, you know, several times we ate out and had to have some good Mexican food out there. Amen? Psalms 37:25. I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. Amen? As things move forward, begin to realize that we did not know. We did not know what was going to happen from one moment to the next. However, when the doctor stopped the dialysis because she couldn't take it anymore, she began to go down pretty quickly. We had to trust God. We had to trust that God had the timing of her mother's death in His hands. Job chapter 14, verse 5. Job 14:5 says this, "A person's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed." Amen? So we had to decide right there, are we going to return home and then come back, a whole nother plane ticket, come back a few weeks or so later, or are we going to extend and stay another week? We prayed about it. We talked to family about it, and we decided to stay another week, which meant another week of expenses. And then, out of the blue, my brother texted me and asked if he could send us if he could send us some money to help if we needed to extend our stay. So after Lynn helped me with my ego and my pride, we said yes to his offer. And the next day, he deposited $1,500 into our checking account. So go buy some pizza from my brother. Right, Mr. Jerry? Praise God, what a blessing. It reminds me of this verse, this Bible verse about tithing. Malachi 3:10, and most of you are familiar with it, it says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." My friends, if you're not tithing now, I seriously ask you to really pray about that. Amen? You're giving to the Lord. I rarely talk about money and finances. But right now, I'm gonna ask you to pray about that. If you're not giving tithes and offerings, really pray and ask the Lord to give you some guidance on that. I would highly suggest that you do that. You're not giving it to the church or me, or you're giving it to God. Amen? You really are. And church leadership and everybody makes those decisions through prayer and consultation about what the church body does with the money. Amen? So start tithing. Definitely. Anyway. Then came the day that we had to call in hospice. Are you okay with me doing this? I just want to share this with you. It kind of helps me too, all right? So, and I hope it helps you. I hope it encourages you that God will take care of you. This many people in here, there's probably quite a few of you that are struggling with finances, maybe struggling with different things going on in their life. But we had to call in hospice. And then we had to meet with the hospice staff. The chaplain was such a gracious and gentle man. I think he had pastored a church for like 180 years. He's one of them guys, you know, like, wow, a Billy Graham kind of guy. His name is Pastor Chuck. Lynn told me that he has buried most of Lynn's family. It's, you know, older uncles, aunts, dad, mom. The Lord told me to watch him and learn from him during this entire process. Pastor Chuck is a true man of God. I've been pastoring here 6.5 years. I have not had to do a funeral yet. I've done a handful of weddings, 5 weddings, but no funeral. I know it's coming. If you hang out with me and I hang out with you long enough, I know it's coming. And it intimidates me. But I'm just human, right? I know the Lord will strengthen me when that time comes. So I kept quiet and watched Pastor Chuck all the way from the first time I met him in hospice meeting all the way until the grave site. And we watched Lynn's mom be buried. He was so kind and gentle and guided Lynn's family in all the right directions, all the way down to the smallest little details about the funeral. I told the Lord, I'm going to be honest with you, a little transparent here, so just, if it offends you, just keep coming back, okay? I told the Lord, I said, I don't think I can do this funeral stuff. I just don't think I can do all this sad stuff. I don't feel like I'm compassionate enough or any of that. I'm being serious. I felt like that. And I didn't hear his voice, but I know the voice, Jesus. And Jesus rebuked me right there. And he said, you listen and you watch this man and you trust me when that time comes. He said, if you don't, you go back there and you resign from Pauline. This is serious. I said, yes, sir. And then I sat up straight and paid attention. And I watched a man of God love a family in a deeper way than I have ever experienced. So I tried my best to learn. After a few more days, we knew that we'd have to stay another week. Lynn sent a text out to a few ladies in the church for prayer. God knows our heart. We were not looking for money, but just prayer and some encouragement. I'm not sure exactly what all happened, but I know that within a couple of days, the church deposited $2,800 into our checking account. And I'm sharing specific numbers for a reason. Thank you, guys. Thank you for taking care of us during the most difficult time so far in Lynn's life and in our life. But the number was exactly what we needed to fund our extended stay. What a blessing. Amen? Praise God. Finally, finally, we got the call that her mother passed away peacefully in her sleep. It was sad, but it was also a relief, too. Some of you know about that. Miss Hestie, Lynn's mom, loves Jesus. So she is going to be just fine, isn't she? We were all relieved that she was not suffering anymore. Revelation 21:4 says this. Revelation 21:4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things have passed away. She is looking the face of Jesus now. Amen. Praise the Lord. The first opening date for the funeral home to have the funeral was at the end of the next week. It's a big city out there. So we all made the appropriate plans and we waited. Lynn spent a lot of time with her sisters, going through her mother's stuff. And that's happy and sad, right? Happy and sad. Now, we had already changed our flight tickets twice already. Canceling one, rebooking another, canceling one, rebooking another. The third time we finally booked our tickets, Lynn mentioned to them that her mom had passed away. So the airline said, hey, we'll give you a bereavement discount on that ticket. So we got now a coupon in the form of an e-ticket refund. And Lynn figured it up. It would probably be enough to pay for our St. Thomas missions trip. What a blessing. I mean, really. And we're probably going to put off the missions trip until August. So I'll talk to you more about that. Mr. Geary and I have been talking. And so we're just not going to work for June, you know. We will do it. The man's very excited, right? Well, it's coming. So what a blessing. Praise God. Here's another blessing, and I'm getting ready to close. We left our car at the airport in Jacksonville, thinking that we're only going to be there about 7, 8, maybe 9 days. Some of you know where I'm going, right? So, okay, we're not going to park at the economy. We'll park under the, you know, anyway. It's 23 days later at $20 a day. You know, it took us $480 to get out of jail. Because, you know, that little razor thing, you know, whatever it's called, the little, it won't raise up unless you put some money in there, you know. So Lynn stopped and went and talked to the people. And I told her what happened, and they said, well, you just keep your receipt. Here's my card. Email me a copy of the death certificate and the receipt, and we'll refund all your money. Isn't that crazy? I mean, God is so good. He's so good to us. What a blessing. Toward the end of our time in California, we were counting our blessings and praising the Lord that He took care of us in all the areas, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, and a lot of support from you guys and prayers and phone calls and texts. Her family, she's got a big, giant family, lots of love, lots of compassion, even from the little hotel workers, the little ladies who ran the Continental Breakfast. One day they didn't have bacon, they only had sauces. And she knew that Lynn liked bacon. So she went back there and made her this little pan of bacon. I mean, not a pan, but it was probably a pound of bacon. God cares about us, even in the little things. Amen? Even the strangers that we met, they were kind and they were compassionate. Yesterday, somewhere between Sacramento, California, and Atlanta, we get a text from Lynn's sister, Margaret. And she informed us that, this is personal, but I don't care, we're family, like Anita said this morning. Thank you for saying that. We're family. Lynn's sister, Margaret, informed us that the remaining life insurance from her mother's policy will be split between the three sisters. Lynn's portion just happened to be enough to replace our income for the 3 weeks that we missed work. You tell me that God's not real. God is real, and He loves us with an everlasting love, and He wants to take care of all of our needs, emotionally, physically, and financially. Romans 8:28, we all know it. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, those who are called according to His purpose. God is faithful, and He loves you. He's a good, good Father, isn't He? Let's pray. I want to thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your compassion. Thank You for working through others, our family, friends, even strangers. Lord, let us not take this for granted. God, I just pray this morning that if there's someone here this morning that does not know You, does not know You, does not know Jesus personally, during this time of silence here, I just ask that they would make that decision within their heart to accept You as their Lord and Savior. If you're sitting there this morning and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, I'd ask you to pray for this. Pray this with me to yourself. Just say, God, I repent of my sins. I turn from my wicked ways. I place my faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And Jesus, I ask You to come into my heart. From this day forward, I'm going to serve You. In Jesus' name, amen.